Southern FM.
On Thursday last week, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson and Deputy Administrator Pam Melroy were in Canberra and spoke to the National Press Club. He spoke about the crewing of the Artemis II lunar orbiting mission.
Within a week, we are going to announce the first crew to go to the moon. And it's instructive who this crew will be that Pam, our deputy administrator, an astronaut commander, as she has been, Pam and I are going to make the announcement down in Houston of the crew. And it will have three Americans and one Canadian. And that's significant because we go to the moon this time as an international mission. Half a century ago, we went as the U.S. government.
And that announcement will be made at 1 a.m. on Tuesday morning, Australian Eastern Standard Time. Now, I say standard because daylight time ends at 3 a.m. this Sunday morning, so don't forget to wind your clocks and watches back 1 hour. Now, while speaking at the press club, Administrator Nelson made this offer.
The challenges that we see today by others who are competitors in the Indo-Pacific region. And thus, all the more reason that I would like to see an Australian train and fly with us. It's all the more important.
And this week, if I overheard a comment correctly, dual British Australian national Catherine Bennell-Pegg leaves for Germany to join the European Space Agency's astronaut training program. This is the Space Show.